For more on this, Brandon Van Grack is now with us. He's a former leak czar at the Department of Justice. He led the investigation into Edward Snowden, and now he's a partner at Morrison Foerster, a firm that represents Discord, one of the social media platforms where the leaked documents have been shared. Brandon, we don't know who is leaking these documents or where they originated. So what's going on behind the scenes right now as the government tries to figure it out?
Well, right now, the government is really circling their wagons, and there is close coordination between law enforcement and Department of Justice and the intelligence community to figure out, one, who did this, how did they stop it, but also damage control and sort of figuring out what they need to do to remediate any damage caused by the leaks.
Who is doing what? So in other words, what is the DOJ doing? What is the FBI doing?
So the FBI along with the DOJ, is identifying what third parties, what companies may have relevant information, and is issuing search warrants and subpoenas, and that's probably going out, was what's been occurring probably through the weekend. The intelligence community, in coordination with the FBI, is also reviewing the leaked documents to see if they can identify, based on them, who had access to them and any other identifying features.
Are any of the people working on the leaked documents or the classified documents handled by Biden, Pence, and Trump, are they doing anything on this, considering it's classified documents?
Well, so there should be overlap between some of those individuals, both at the Department of Justice and the FBI and in the intelligence community. Because of special counsel appointments, we don't know exactly what the overlap is, but there should be some overlap of those individuals and expertise. And so certainly there's at least some subset of those persons who have been sprinting for the last few months on those cases and now would probably need to do some sort of pivot to focus on this at the time being.
So how do they all then try and mop up this leak or at least plug it up as much as possible and also try and gather evidence to prosecute someone later on?
It is, you know, you're walking and chewing gum at the same time. Right now, the focus needs to be and is identifying who this person or these persons are, period. That has to be the priority. As that's going on, to the extent that they do identify someone, then you're starting to, you know, put together a charging document and figure out that aspect of it. But right now, the priority has to be the identification and ensuring that there are no further leaks coming.
Brandon, if this was you, where would you start?
There are multiple places to start, which is from the FBI DOJ perspective. Mm-hmm. All of the reporting of companies and individuals who may have posted this or where it may have been posted, you're collecting that evidence. At the same time, you are closely coordinating with the intelligence community to, again, there are multiple documents and there are images in those documents, even of beyond the documents themselves. And I think you are culling through that information to try to narrow the group of individuals who may have had access to it.
You mentioned it's kind of like an all hands on deck situation. I mean, is this priority one right now, what's happening right now, aside from anything else that might be on people's plates?
It's one of the top priorities right now happening. Absolutely. I mean, you can't, whether or not people believe that the information inherently in there is sensitive, there is damage that's occurred to national security. The only debate now is how much damage there was. And the threat is still live. We don't know if these individuals, the individual or individuals, still have access to classified information and whether there could be additional leaks. And so right now, this has to be a top priority.
In the big picture, Brandon, over classified documents, what would you say to someone who says, well, who cares if a president has classified documents in their garage or in their home office?
This case shows why it is so critical that we enforce criminally the laws that make it unlawful to willfully retain or disclose classified information. There's millions of Americans that have access to classified information, untold amounts of classified information, and they can't all be monitored. And the way that you control that access and ensure that it's not unauthorized, disclosed to people who don't have access, is to enforce these laws.
Brandon Van Grack was the Department of Justice's leak czar. Brandon, thanks.
Thank you.